Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. I want to bring you some truth today from God's holy word. Let's talk about mixing the holy with the profane. Have you heard of this? Mixing the holy with the profane. I want to talk about this practice that is rampant in our culture today. We also see it in God's word. It's not pleasing to a holy God. In fact, it angers him. The mixing of the holy with the profane. Now, I think most of you listening, saints, and probably even you seekers, if you've been around listening for a while, you know that to be holy means to be set apart for God. It means to walk in his ways, to walk in righteousness, do that which is right before God. The Bible commands his saints, be holy. 1 Peter 1:15, be holy in all our ways, for God is holy. So I think a lot of people understand that and have that down. May not be living it, but they understand it and know what it means. Let's talk about this word profane. Then we can understand mixing the holy with the profane. It's in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Leviticus 21:6. They shall be holy unto their God and not profane the name of their God. For the offerings of the Lord made by fire and bread of their God, they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. So the word profane here in the Hebrew is kalal. It means to defile, to pollute, to desecrate. It means to be richly, sexually, spiritually defiled, to be polluted. I think you get the concept. It's what goes against God's character, his law, his ways. It would be considered sinful and wicked against the things of God. In the New Testament, James in chapter 1 says, keep yourself unspotted from the world. So there's a good example. To be holy is to be unspotted from the world. To be profane would be to claim Christ and be like the world, mingled with the world, spotted up by the world. A good illustration might be you take pure drinking water and you mix it with muddy river water or sewer water. You've mingled two things that should never be mixed. One is pure and holy. That's the things of God, set apart for him. And the other would be dirty, defiled sewer water or profane things that God would never allow near his people or certainly allow near himself. So from the Old Testament, they use that word profane a lot. The New Testament uses it as well. 1 Timothy 1:9-10. Paul says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane. See that? The opposite of holy would be profane, right? Unholy. For murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, that would be sexual sin, them that defile themselves with mankind, manstealers, liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is not contrary to sound doctrine. First, I want to say, before we talk about that word profane in the Greek, did you notice that Apostle Paul mentions profane things, murderers, sexual, sinful, homosexuals, whoremongers. He adds in liars, and then he says that interesting thing at the end, and anything that is contrary to sound doctrine. That means anything that is not of God's word, his ordered ways, his New Testament model, how big or how small, it's profane. Isn't that interesting? So let's look at that word profane in the Greek. Bebelos, it means heathenish, wicked, profane person. So basically the same thing as the Old Testament, opposite of holy, profane, sinful, and wicked. So we have this concept of holy, which is good and pure and godly, and then we have profane, defiled, wicked, sinful, unholy. Another good example is it's like trying to mix oil and water. You ever try to do that? They mix, then all of a sudden, boop, they separate. They're not made to be mixed together. That's what holy and profane really is. So I have a question. Can you think of one verse in the Old or New Testament that condones, allows, and approves or overlooks profane or sin anywhere in God's people to be mixed with that which is holy in Scripture? Can you think of any place where God or His people or His prophets have ever done that? Consider that. So, when we're talking about mixing the holy with the profane, let's look at some examples from the Old Testament. We have the Israelites mixing faith in God with idol worship, right? They made a golden calf and all that. Exodus 32, Moses has 3,000 men killed that day on the spot because of their profane actions. How about in Amos 2:7, it says this, that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor and turn aside the way of the meek, and the man and his father will go in to the same maid to profane my holy name. For a man, for a dad or a father and a son to have sexual relations with the same woman, that was sinful and profane before God. So it uses that word profane there. How about in 2 Samuel 11, you can go look up that account. You have David, supposed to be the holy king of Israel, set apart for God, mixing his lustful desires when he gazes at Bathsheba and steals another man's wife and then commits murder on top of it. Holy with profane, wouldn't you say? Praise God, David repented, but it did have a great cost to his life and his reputation. In the New Testament word, we have examples for someone who's profane. How about Simon, who is a believer, follower of Christ, and he tries to buy the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and Peter rebukes him and warns him about judgment, wrath, and hell. You read about that in Acts chapter 8. That would be holy and profane mixed together. How about Judas? Yeah, you can think of that one. He was a disciple of Jesus for years. Then he sells his master out for pieces of silver. You can read about that in Matthew 26. Talk about mixing the holy with the profane. How about Brother Paul, who was then named Saul, a Pharisee, supposed to be a man of God, but he helped with the killing and the persecution of Christians. You read about that in Acts chapter 8, holy with the profane in action. We have the Pharisees mixing their man-made traditions like cup washing and negating the word of God. And Jesus says, because of this, you worship God in vain. Mark chapter 7. That clearly is mixing the holy with the profane. So there's lots of examples in the Old and the New Testament. How about in today's culture, talking about the faith world, people that claim Christ, do we see mixing of the holy with the profane? I think we do. I see it when I'm out street preaching, when I'm testing, when I'm witnessing. Let's give some examples that will help you frame this holy with the profane. We see what's in the Bible, now we'll see what's going on in the culture. How about groups, religious groups, denominations like Mennonites, claiming they're all about Jesus, but they name themselves after a man, Menno-Simons, Mennonites. I think that's mixing the holy with profane. Paul says don't cause divisions like that. How about so-called, I'll say so-called, Christian musicians, contemporary musicians, using Jesus' name in the Bible, and then they link to the vile secular music scene, vile secular artists. They link right with them, not to preach the gospel, but for fame and popularity and status. That clearly is mixing the holy things of God with the profane. It's another example. I used to be a sports idolater before I was in Christ. You have these football players that claim they're of Christ, born again, and they'll act out in vile, rowdy, pagan, covetous, immodest, crude sports. But then right when they score a touchdown, they kneel down and they pray to God for 10 seconds or 5 seconds. spend their whole life pursuing their glory, but they pray for 5 seconds in the end zone. That clearly is mixing the holy with the profane. How about modern pastors? Yeah, I know a lot of them do this. They hold a Bible in one hand and preach sometimes. Sometimes they preach from the Bible and actually preach some truth. But then in the other hand, they unite to the corrupt culture, whether it's sports, entertainment, music, and politics. Patriotism, idolatry, in the other hand. That's mixing the holy with the profane. Paul said, no servant, no soldier gets caught up in the affairs of the world that he may serve the one that's called him. How about colleges? So-called Christian colleges that are all about Jesus, they say, and his truth, but then they go out and they are ecumenical. They unite with Roman Catholics, with Lutherans, even with Muslims, even with the Orthodox faith, even with allowing the LGBTQ, homosexual, sodomite, lesbian to apply at their Christian colleges and say they won't discriminate against them. That's clearly mixing the holy with the profane. How about people who say they love and obey Christ, but they do the false man-made Roman Catholic holidays, Christmas, Easter, then the Roman sex fest holiday, Valentine's Day, and all the other false, patriotic, fleshly, carnal holidays? How are you loving God with all that you are as you spend your time doing those things? That's mixing the holy with the profane. How about women who claim Christ as their Savior, but they show off their face and their eyes and their lips with makeup or adornment on their body, jewelry and things like that? Pride and vanity, that's not loving God. That's mixing the holy with the profane. How about men who say they're born again, but they have great pride in their looks and they spend many hours working out? They spend many hours pursuing the things of the world more than the things of God, more than seeking holiness. Yeah, they go to church on Sunday or they read their Bible for 10 minutes in the morning, but their life isn't really conforming to God's word and his standards. Yeah, that would be mixing the holy with the profane. How about this one? People take the Bible and then they mix in other writings, whether it be the Apocrypha, early church fathers, corrupt translations like the Message or the NIV. Yeah, that's really mixing the holy with the profane. How about married saints claiming Jesus to be born again of him, but they look and they have an eye for other people and they look with lust, they flirt, whatever, someone they're not married to? What, God has made marriage holy between a man and a woman, and they profane it, just like those that father and son sleeping with the same maid. They profane it. They profane God by doing it. And that's a big key point. Not only do we do profane things if we do that, we're profaning God, his name. That's what the Bible says. His people profaned his name. That's a pretty serious charge. Absolutely it is. How about claiming you know God, claiming you're born again, but you don't strive to keep all of his word, all of his ways, all of his doctrine? You pretty much live for yourself most of the time. You pretty much live a lot like the culture. You kind of have your own opinions. You're political. You're into entertainment. You kind of pick and choose what you like in the Bible, but you're not yielding to all of it. That doesn't sound like someone that's walking in holiness. That sounds like someone that has a little bit of holiness here and there, but then keeps profane things, their own ways, false man-made traditions. How about this one? Claiming to be you are the temple of the Holy Spirit because you're born again, but you dress it like the carnal culture around you in pride and vanity, showing it off. You know, the Bible says that the temple of God is holy. No one should destroy it, Paul says. It's holy. So with the temple of God, our bodies is holy. Now to not cover it the way God ordained in a loose, long garment, a dress for women, a tunic-like garment for men, women covering their heads, that's profane. That's profaning the name of the Lord who commanded how we're to dress and how we're to conduct ourselves, right? How about saying you love God with all that you are, right? Matthew 22, you read it, oh yeah, that's me. But then your time, your efforts, your pursuits, your interests, your money, your desires, your speech, your actions, they don't show that you love God. They show that you love yourself, the culture, material things, things around you, popularity, fame. You might love your family, children, grandchildren, more than you even love God. So you can stay in unity. You overlook their sin and their false ways. That's fellowship idolatry. That's mixing the holy with the profane. How about selling out for the favor of man or money when you claim the Holy Savior? We see people do that all the time. They sell out for a denomination. They sell out for family that doesn't want to go that direction. Just had a man sell out for his wife. He wanted the things of God. She had wanted nothing to do with it. Rather than keep striving in God and still loving her, he turned back and went right where she was. Went back in the mud puddle while he was claiming Christ. That's not being holy. That's mixing holy that which is profane. So all of these examples I've given you, and they're endless, just illustrate for you mixing that which is holy, set apart for God, and that which is profane, sinful, defiled, dirty, wicked. Wicked means sinful. True saints are taught in all the scriptures to flee sin, flee profane ways, and this is the fruit that God is working in us, all right? False converts, fake saints, I call them, they dabble in the profane and unbiblical ways, and it's really going to be to their own demise. Jesus says, we know a tree by its fruit. True Christian trees, true born-again saints, don't live and dabble with the profane. They flee from it, right? So, I think I've covered this topic and given you a good picture of holy versus profane, but if you need more clarity, that profane things, I thought this was interesting, profane things are both rebellion against God, they're murder, they're sexual sin, and they're even much lesser sins, if I could say it that way. How about this verse, which is about Satan? Ezekiel 28:16. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. So, Satan is called profane. I would say what Satan did was pretty bad. I mean, it's one of the worst sins anybody could think of, right? Rebelling against God as a holy angel, right? So we can understand that's profane. But what about this verse in the other direction on what is profane? Hebrews 12:15-16. Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God. Oh, there you go. You once saved, always saved, thrown out the door. You can fail the grace of God by your actions. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. That's like profane, right? Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Think about this. Esau is really not the usual wicked, nasty sinner most people today in the culture talk about. Right? Everybody's against abortion, homosexuality, and all of those. In the Christian world, I should say, in most of the Christian world. And those are sins, no doubt. But people don't look at someone like Esau and go, oh, what a terrible, wicked, profane man in their own minds. But the Word of God says he was profane. What did he do? Paul says it. He sold his birthright for a morsel of food. He made a terrible, probably spur-of-the-moment decision, fleshly, foolish choice, sold his birthright. And he was called profane over it. What did he do? He squandered and threw away what God had given him. What was his right, his birthright? He threw it away for some food. He mixed the holy with something that's profane. Isn't that a lot like people today who squander salvation that's offered freely in Christ? But he calls us to place our faith in him, his death, burial, and resurrection, to repent, turn from the world, turn from false religion, turn from our flesh, be born again by the Spirit of God, and then holiness and obedience, you follow him with all that you are in holiness, right, and obedience, not profane, profanity. Look at that, profane, profanity, same word, huh? and then you endure in the faith. That's the gospel. He calls us to that. Amen? And so, are people not squandering that offer of eternal life when they choose easy believism, they choose the world, they choose the flesh, they choose the cultural standards, they don't dare stand for Christ because they're going to lose family, friends, and their status? These are all profane before a holy God. So I hope that shows you, to be profane could be a murderer, you could be Satan and rebellious, you could be a whoremonger, sexual sin. You can also make one mistake, squander what God's given you, and you're called profane according to the word of God. God is going to judge harshly all those who mix the holy and the profane willfully. Ezekiel 36:23. I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen. Notice that. God's name is profaned when his people sin. Everybody thinks sin is all, Jesus died, he's going to cover me for my sin. You sin against God, and you're doing it willfully, and you don't repent of it and forsake that sin. Not only are you sinning and it's on your account, you're profaning God's name. That's pretty close to like blaspheming his name, using his name in vain. Pretty close, I would say, if you're doing it willfully. And then it goes on to say, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am God. So God's going to turn things around. Israel was being profane against God. And by the way, go back to the filthy rags verse in Isaiah. This is one of the reasons why that verse means not that we can't be righteous before God. Israel was acting out in this way. They were trying to be holy, doing God's Sabbaths, festivals, and sacrifices, but they were also profane with their idolatry, their stiff neck, and their sin. And Isaiah said, your righteousness is as filthy rags. Not because you can't ever be righteous. You can't be righteous and a hypocrite at the same time. That would be profane. So my offer to you is, take stock. I'll do the same. Of our hearts, our lives, our walks in Christ. Make sure we have no mixing the holy with the profane, big or small, if you want to call it that way. Make sure none of that is in us, that we're not acting in profane manners, that we will profane the name of God in any way at all. Think about that. You're a light, you're to be salt, you're a witness for Christ. If you act out in any sin, and it's publicly seen, you're profaning God's name. Think about that. Till you repent, ask forgiveness, be washed clean by Christ's blood, then go forsake it and do better. People are willfully, in this culture, in man-made religion, profaning the name of God. We want better for them. That's why we call it out. That's why I do these teachings. So go test yourself, saints and seekers, if you might be seeking the things of God. Test yourself. I'm here. I'm here ready to be tested. I'm here to help you in the truth of God so that you can walk in holiness and not walk in that which is profane. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. Hope that edified you. The profane is not of God, not for God's people. Holiness must rule. Hebrews 12:14. Without holiness, no one will see God. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.